So, first of all, Cheryl, would you read the agenda?
Okay. Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, public meeting Friday, July 21st, 2023, 9 a.m. NCBBI, room 4A, 4600 Valley Road, Lincoln, Nebraska, agenda. 9 a.m., call to order, welcome and introductions, announcement concerning public comment periods, meeting agendas, open meeting act, proof of publication, recordings, and other logistics. 9:10 a.m., approval of the May 6, 2023 public meeting minutes. 9:15 a.m., report from the commissioners. 9:25 a.m., report from the executive director. 9:50 a.m., public comment period. 10:05 a.m., focus topic, the NCBBI Center includes a tour of the center. 10:50, break. 11:05, client assistance program, CAP, complaints or issues. 11:10 a.m., NFD Newsline update. New business, 11:20 a.m., officer elections. 11:30 a.m., technology access clause, 2023 review. 11:40 a.m., public comment period. 11:55 a.m., final announcements. 12 noon, adjourn. NCBBI wages banquet and program will be held immediately following the meeting at 12:30 p.m. at the Cornhusker Hotel. All NCBBI Commission Board members are invited to attend. There's the agenda.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. When it comes to the announcement concerning the public comment period, just for anyone who maybe hasn't been here before, we had certain periods, as you just saw on the agenda, where we allow the public to ask questions, make whatever comments they have, that sort of thing. And since we do have the wages banquet that we have to get to when this is all over, we just do ask that we try to keep the comments to, you know, like 5 minutes a person, just so that way we can try to get there on time. So, next thing we had is, first of all, I guess we should do a roll call, just make sure everybody's here. But first of all, I'm Brent, I'm the chairman of the Board of Commissioners.
Cheryl.
Okay. I'm Cheryl Livingston. I am the vice chairman of the Board of Commissioners. Linda
Bentink, executive secretary, commissioners, board.
Mark Bolger, I'm the American Council of Blind designee on this commission board.
Lydia Rocha, a member of the board.
Okay, then what we'll do is if we just do a roll call of all of the commission staff that are here, and then after that we'll do the general public that's here.
Carlos Servan, Executive Director, Nebraska Commission for the Blind.
Vanessa Coons, Accountant 1, Nebraska Commission for the Blind.
Kat Carroll, Deputy Director of Finance, Nebraska Commission for the Blind.
Jessica Bartenbach, Center Supervisor, NCBBI.
Randy Harper, Accountant 1, NCBBI.
Tammy Dunn, Accountant 2, NCBBI.
Connie Daly, Orientation Counselor, NCBBI.
Erin Brandberry, Deputy Director of Services, NCBBI.
Crystal Demas, North Platte District Supervisor, NCBBI.
And Kathy Stevens, Administrative Specialist, NCBBI.
Amy Eichmiller, General Public.
Barbara Lowe, Lincoln, Nebraska, National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska. Amy Eichmiller is our Lincoln Chapter President.
There's that.
Junior on American Council of Blind, Nebraska, Omaha.
Okay, thank you very much. Kathy, do you want to say something regarding the Open Meeting Act?
Where the stuff is posted.
Okay, a copy of the Nebraska Open Meeting Act was available in both print and braille formats. The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, the state government calendar, NCBVI website, NFB Newsvine, and Radio Talking Book. The notice was also sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBVI listserv.
Thank you.
All right, the next item on our agenda is approval of the May 6, 2023 public meeting minutes. Entertaining a motion to approve or any amendments from the board?
I move that we approve the minutes of the May 6 meeting.
Okay, so moved by Cheryl. Okay. Do you have a second?
Miguel?
Okay, maybe I'll second. With that, we'll just do a quick roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
Mark?
Abstain because I wasn't there.
Fair enough. I approve. And Cheryl?
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
Okay, so the motion to approve the minutes for the May 6th meeting is approved. Okay, the next thing is report from the commissioners. So might as well just go down the line. Miguel.
Okay, so I completed my spring courses from UNO. I'm currently taking one course in UNO, which is cybersecurity. I'm also learning JAWS scripting language. I have attended the meetings for the NFB, a large chapter, and I have attended the ACB National Convention.
All right, Mark Bolger here. I wasn't at the last meeting. A good friend of mine was married in Wisconsin, and I wanted to witness it. I served as the ACB president, state president, for a number of years, and April 15th, I'm no longer the president. Our new state president is Crystal Platt, and she's a very capable woman, and she's going to lead our consumer group organization real well in the future. I continue to serve as the Omaha Association of the Blind president. We just celebrated our 100-year anniversary of being a group, so we're looking forward to the next 100 years, and I've been president there probably for 14 years. Enjoy doing that. We had our monthly meeting on Tuesday, and I think we had about 45 people there, so it was fun. Also involved in the independent living movement. I serve as a board of directors on one of the independent living centers. And that, you know, helps, you know, we got blind people, obviously we want blind people to work, but we also want them, you know, all disabled people to be independent. So that's going to be a new focus of mine, and that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Okay, Linda?
Good morning. There aren't a lot of blind people in Columbus that I know, but we still get together as the former chapter of the National Federation of Blind of the Columbus area, and we get together monthly just to kind of keep in touch with each other, and so that's a nice time to be out and about, have lunch. I attended the NFB National Convention in Houston. attended a couple good meetings, special interest meetings. I attended the newly formed Blind Musicians Group, which used to be the NFB and Communities of Faith Division, National Division. And so I still, even though we're not officers anymore, my job was to take down the names of people that wanted to be members of the group so we can keep in touch with each other during the year. So that I did that there thing. And it was a good convention. And I enjoyed getting together with old friends and meeting new ones. So that's about it for me.
Okay, this is Cheryl Livingston, and I continue to serve as the treasurer of the NFB of Nebraska. I have done that job for over 30 years. I'm currently the secretary of the Lincoln chapter of the NFB of Nebraska. I also attended the national convention, and it was a very good convention. I'm a member of the senior division of the NFB, both in Nebraska and nationally. The convention was very good. It was we had a very good program. One of the things that we did at convention, several of us went on a tour of the NASA Space Center on Friday, the Friday before convention started, and we got a real good description of some of the displays there of the spaceships and different things. And then we went up to a room where there were several artifacts on display that we could actually touch. And there were things like, oh, some of the equipment that was used, like some of the old radio equipment, some of the suits that, jackets and stuff, and helmets that were worn. Just some of the interesting things they described and then let us actually touch them so we could have a better idea of you know, where the program has progressed and just to get our hands on some of those things. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Got to take a trip to Galveston with some good friends and got to go get in the ocean for a little while, and that was really a lot of fun that, you know, so blind people can travel. We took an Uber down there and back and all had a great time, and so, but the convention was great, and so I'm still working for the cat house, taking care of cats, and at home I have two kitties remaining. My third kitty crossed over the Rainbow Bridge on June 7th, and so I still have the remaining two, but they're good kitties, and they're very playful for being how old they are, and, you know, we're all having a good time with the cats, so that's my report.
Thank you, Cheryl. As for me, I'm trying to remember everything I know. Well, anyway, first of all, as usual, I do represent the blind in the public in my profession, working in hospitality. In fact, I very recently got promoted. I'm now the interim general manager of my hotel. Mm-hmm. So, thank you. So, got that going on. And just trying to be a good example of what blind people can do. So.
Think you attended a chapter meeting of
Yes, I, thank you. I did attend a Lincoln chapter meeting for the NFB not too long ago, and because my job now is going to be a bit more better, stable hours, I can actually attend those more often. So. Okay, next thing on the agenda is a report from the executive director.
Okay, am I getting my mic?
Yep.
I have a
stand, yep.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in the administration area, I attended the following meetings and or events. The National Council of State Agencies for the Blind monthly meetings, including a strategic meeting held on July 11 and 12 in Chicago. Some of the areas we discussed there was the spring conference and start planning the fall conference. The Randolph Shepherd program, some of the issues we addressed were higher focus on military cafeteria contracts, vending machines and U.S. postal offices, and the interpretation of equipment versus supplies, which I mentioned earlier, I mean, in previous meetings. I sent a letter to the U.S. Senate Health Committee on behalf of NCSAB to support the President's recommendation to increase funding for seniors, otherwise known as OIB, and I sent a copy of that letter to the board. We also talk about NCACP having more presence with the Office of Rehabilitation, I'm sorry, Office of Special Services and Rehabilitative Services with the Department of Education and other federal entities and stakeholders. And as such, we are drafting, I will be sending a letter as president of NCACB to the RSA Deputy Commissioner and the Assistant Secretary of Education to address some of our concerns of not being considered when changing federal policies or interpretation in some language. At the StarTrans monthly meeting, some of the areas we covered were preventing violence in the buses, number of bus drivers, and drivers increased to almost 100%. We also talk about updating the StarTrans regulations and different ways to promote bus rides. The OCIO, which is the Office of the Chief Information Officer, they use O twice, anyhow, the OCIO and the Disability Rights Nebraska organized a statewide webinar and asked me to be one of the panel members on challenges blind people face when technology is inaccessible. However, I could not attend because I got some flight delays from the NCSAB meeting, and Jessica Bartenberg and Hugh Fang attended this webinar in my place. In early June, I also had a meeting with the American Foundation for the Blind research staff to talk about how they can do research that will help agencies for the blind in the future. Some of the areas we talked were research on transition, the importance of having separate agencies for the blind, and the impact of technology in the near future in the area of employment. After Commissioner Rocha brought to my attention the requirement of driver license for NCBVI counselors' positions, I addressed this issue with the Director of State Personnel, and it was resolved. I also sent that note to the board. I attended the Silver Summit in Kearney at the end of May, and also addressed the attendees. I want to thank Angie Huff for coordinating this event. Since March of last year, Curtis Chong has been working with the Department of Health and Human Services System Technology team to ensure that the Nebraska iServe portal is accessible to non-visual users. After those many months, Curtis said, "I consider the iServe portal to be a success from the perspective of a blind person who uses the site to complete applications for various benefits. And that portal is the main, or actually the portal for Nebraskans to apply for any services with the Department of Health and Human Services. And we were, in the beginning, fighting, and the last year working with them, so it can be accessible, and it is now.
Yeah.
NCBBI asked for additional funding to cover for VR basic support funding than when to pay for pre-aids, which was a mandate since 2017. The Governors and Appropriations Committee initial budget request, or pardon, speaking Spanish here, the initial recommendation did not include the increase any of the other, any than the cost of living. I approached several members of the Appropriations Committee to explain NCBBI's need, and as a result, the unicameral and governor's office did increase our budget for an extra $305,000 for, well, the future and now. Yes, please. Okay. Well, I do that because when I work with the legislators, it's a quiet work. We don't advertise it all the time, but it takes a lot of effort, statistics, persuasion. And especially these days when they don't increase budget for any agency. Just a few years ago, we had an extra increase, and now we are getting more, which it brings us to a very good financial situation. We don't need to depend on unreliable federal real admin or program income, which is Social Security reimbursement. Around 6 years ago, our state budget was around $1 million. When we became a commission, I think Barbara lost, I remember this, was only $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's $2.6 million. So we have a lot of flexibility, which it's better than the restrictions from the federal government, and we are going to be able to do many different things.
You know, can I add something? There are some states that can't even give the minimum required for match. And
correct.
So kudos to
correct.
What you've done to get more funds and serve more people well.
Thank you. And like I mentioned, it's due to the hard work and everybody that the commission does. And it is reflected all over, and I'll talk more about that in the next areas. We started the radio, YouTube, Facebook, and TV campaign at the end of May, or maybe beginning of June, depending which areas we were talking about. And the purpose of this campaign is to educate the public about the capability of the blind, and at the same time promote our services to those who don't know about us. We have been getting very good feedback from many people about this, especially from consumers, stating that we're sending a positive message. And I'd like to ask, I think Erin mentioned something. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll just yell it.
You should deputy director voice.
So, we've had so much good feedback, and the Facebook videos that feature Mary Davis that have been out for a few weeks have over 40,000 views on Facebook. So I just think that's a phenomenal impact because we're going to be in the back of people's minds so that when they encounter somebody, they're going to know that we exist, and then they'll be familiar just being able to Google it and find us. And then we just launched a Spanish version of like with Spanish captions, it's still the Mary Davis video, but we just launched that yesterday, and it already has over 1,000 views in a day.
Awesome.
Nice. So that the method of outreach is definitely great, and it's just, it's based on geographic area, so it should be targeting the right audience. And then, like Carlos said, the response we've been getting has been really positive, but I had one in particular from a phone call I got on Tuesday. It went to my voicemail, and it was an older blind gal who lived in Chadron and wanted to get back to volunteering, to be contributing, because that was something really important in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended her voicemail with, "Help me. I need to get out of the impossibilities and back to possibilities." Mm-hmm. And she didn't know about us until she heard about us on the NPR ad. So I just wanted to share that. It's definitely money well spent, and it's going to make a big difference for
you. That's the language, some of the language we use in the campaign, you know. Impossibilities becoming possibilities.
Mm, cool.
Yeah. Okay. We have our employment conference on June 6th and 8th, and I attended part of it and provided a presentation during the evening of June 7th. Mark Bolger, a commissioner, attended, as well as leaders of the ACB and the NFB. I want to thank Connie Daly for helping putting this together. I also met with the Friends of the Commission, a subcommittee to explore the possibility of starting a supportive service provider, SSP, for deaf-blind Nebraskans, as this will help them to be independent and feel more integrated. Several years ago, I attended a national conference of deaf-blind, and this was the main need. And since then, we keep pondering how we can create this here in Nebraska, and we are now exploring this. So on June 20th, the NCBBI here chief met with the subcommittee of the Friends and met with Beth Jordan, the Helen Keller regional representative, and Corey for Vancro. Sorry, I don't have her last name here. But the Vancro is the entity that is helping a couple of states and starting a third state to coordinate these SSP programs. So we talk about this pilot project for SSP in Nebraska, and at this point, we have the funds to help with that, and we are submitting a deviation contract request to the procurement department. Now, the deviation needs to show that nobody else or no other entity has this expertise. So we did check, and that's the case. So we submitted that, and we're waiting for them. Unfortunately, procurement is short of staff, and it's taking them a long time to review our contracts. Okay. Jeff Altman and I did a presentation at Speaking Out for the Blind show on the American Council of the Blind Media Channel. We talked about our Nebraska Center for the Blind, and as they, in the ACB, put it, the center and the Commission for the Blind is well recognized across the country for quality services and good training. On June 27th, the director of the Nebraska Commission for Latinos came to meet with me, and we talked about ways to collaborate. They will be including NCBBI in their training to their stakeholders. I attended the ACB and the NFB National Convention. At the NFB National Convention, a couple of national leaders asked me to meet with two different state agency directors to talk to them about the success of our programs and our strong philosophy being the foundation of it. Once again, our agencies being recognized across the nation. Nebraska Appleseed asked me to do a presentation about our services. This was a statewide Zoom conference on July 14th. I did the presentation. They wanted to pay me $500 for that presentation, and I thought any of you could do that. But again, as state director, I wasn't supposed to take any. But if you want money and talk about blindness, contact Apple Seeds.
I'm giving my card.
I have been invited to be a keynote speaker on September 13th at the International Association of Industrial Accident Boards and Commissions. This international conference will be held in Denver, Colorado. It is mainly for personnel dealing with workers' compensation. They want me to talk about employees going back to work after injuries. I guess they want me to use my own life story. Kat Carroll completed the state fiscal year end for the state fiscal year. She also completed benefit open enrollment, continues to work on improving the internal budget projection for all the leadership and supervisors. And she's also working a lot with the business office on getting contracts ready for our media campaign. As you know, there are a lot of different entities, and each of them has to go through a contract. Kathy Stevens has been working with Surplus Property to have technology items to stay surplus or posted on, I think it's called ICOV for action. She has been also working with year-end inventory for the technology equipment. Kathy Stevens also is working, well, she has been working to get everything ready for this meeting. And she worked also to get all the hotels and flight information to get the staff members and consumers to both consumer conventions. Hugh Fang already started to work with some of our equipment and making sure that we have an inventory, which we didn't have. A letter was received from Pat Silk from the governor's office asking for assistance on tracking membership for boards, commissions, and other bodies. She stated that their office is working to eliminate conflicting information in the appointment process, as well as to clear the backlogs that are unfilled. Some positions have been vacant for years. The governor's office asks each board, commission, or other bodies to forward them a list of their current membership, as well as any unfilled vacancies, and also the length of terms and current expiration date for their appointment according to the statutory requirement for filling each position. And Kathy provided all of that information in less than 2 days. Human resources staff update. In the Lincoln District, Pam Raymaker was hired as the district supervisor, and she's in center training until August 17th, less than a month. Charles Anderson was hired for the technology specialist position in Lincoln and started center training on July 10th. With this news hire, the Lincoln District will be fully staffed. In the Omaha District, Tammy Thomas, the new VR counselor, finished her center training and started to work on the field on June 15th. We are pleased to be able to hire Tim Jefferson as the Omaha District Supervisor. He already went through our center training, so he's going to start his supervisory duties in Omaha in August 10th. With Tim on board, Omaha will be fully staffed, right?
Yep.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I know.
In the North Platte District, we still have three positions open. The VR counselor position for the SCAS Bluff office, the one that Angie is vacating because she took the OIB coordination duties. The VR position that Crystal Dimas vacated when she became supervisor. And the technology specialist position. And I think we are interviewing, second interview for a person on Monday, right?
Yep.
For the current position, so hopefully we will hire that person. The training center is now fully staffed. However, with Jeff Altman announcing his retirement in 2025, we want to make sure that there is adequate time to recruit and train his replacement. So we are going to be hiring a second cane travel instructor in the near future. In the Nebraska Business Enterprise, Lizzie Heidenreich has finished her center training on May 8th and is already helping the program. We still have a position open on MBE, the one that Dave Robinson vacated. In administration, Hugh Fang started to work for us on July 10th. So now administration is fully staffed. Kat, are you ready to make your announcement? Or?
Yes.
What?
I gave Carlos my retirement letter on Wednesday. I wanted to give him lots of notice, so I will be here until the end of February. And leaving on leap day, I thought that was an appropriate
leap out of here.
So we're hoping to get that position posted quickly and have some overlap and some training.
So as I wrote, we're fully staffed now, so we should now. But I think we are having good enough time, and Kat is going to be able to train this new person as we work for Wolf. We are consulting with Mark Schultz, previous RSA commissioner and assistant secretary of education, to help us facilitate a strategic and succession planning for the commission. He will meet with the NCBBI Succession Planning Committee on August 23rd, I believe. The subcommittee or the committee is represented from each area of the commission. I'm not there, neither is Kat, but Erin is representing administration. Supervisors are not there either. Maybe one, but
no
supervisor. Yep. Mainly line staff. We just want to make sure that we get all their input. Training opportunities. Several staff members attended the NFB National Convention. Some staff members also attended the rehabilitation and orientation and mobility annual national conference in Houston. This was held July 1st. Jeff Cheer and Crystal Dimas attended a national transition conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. Field and center staff attended the employment conference held in Lincoln in June. Field services, I want to try to make it short. The Silver Summit took place at the end of May with around 195 attendees. Commissioner Bulger and state consumer leaders attended this Silver Summit. The employment conference was held the first week of June with over 30 consumers attending, and also staff members came to participate. Wages is going on now, and the end of the program is today with the keynote speaker, famous Barbara Lowe. Project for Independent, or PI, will start this Sunday. We are using funds from the Friends of the Commission for this program. I want again to thank the Friends of the Commission for raising money for us. It's not easy to do that. You need to have passion and dedication to do it, and they are certainly showing their friends.
You're welcome.
Yeah. The Lincoln District has held different or several gate teaching programs where clients participated on several activities designed to put